BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
MK Party Deputy President John Chlope has warned members to handle internal conflicts carefully to protect the organization's vision. He's addressed concerns about jostling for positions at celebrations in Durban to mark the party's first anniversary. Thousands of supporters attended the rally at Moses Mabhida Stadium yesterday. Chlope has called for unity.
There is no movement that is immune to internal challenges. And Umkhonto we Sizwe Party is no exception. A young and dynamic organization, we have faced the growing pain. Among these challenges, issues of jostling for positions and the parallel structures that threaten to undermine our unity.
Calm has been restored at Mozambique's main border with South Africa following a shooting incident yesterday involving security forces and protesters. Authorities say the Lebombo border, which was temporarily closed, has now been reopened. The shooting, which resulted in injuries, has been linked to post-election unrest on the Mozambique side. Tensions remain high amid contested election results. Travellers have been advised to exercise caution in that region. Now, several hundred people are reported to have died in the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean after a cyclone swept through the archipelago. Residents were ordered into lockdown over the weekend as Chido bore down on the islands with gusts of more than 220 kilometers per hour. Homes, electricity poles and a hospital were damaged. Authorities say it's difficult at this stage to know precisely how many people lost their lives in the storm. Back home, and we're marking National Day of Reconciliation today under the theme Healing Historical Wounds and Forging New Futures. President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver the keynote address at an event in Vredendal. The holiday was introduced in 1995 and is aimed at promoting racial harmony and commemorating the country's journey to democracy. On the weather front, a heat wave's taken hold in parts of KZN again. It'll push temperatures up in the northwestern and northeastern areas until Wednesday. The hot spell's also being felt along the coast and adjacent interior. Durban and the Berg reaching a high of 26 degrees, Maritzburg 25, Richards Bay and Mooi River 28, Ladysmith and Olundi 30, Cockstead 22, Newcastle 32, Margate 23. Well, forecasters are warning of a level 2 severe thunderstorm over most parts of KZN today, including the southern and western regions. Damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail and heavy downpours are expected. Otherwise, we've got 3 meter high swells in Durbs and Port Shepstone this morning. They're rising to 4 meters in Richards Bay. Sunsets at 6 minutes to 7. Cape Town 20 degrees, Johannesburg 29.